beautiful. I want to welcome you with all my heart and tell you what a privilege, really a deep privilege it is to be able to be with you and to introduce you to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. There are many things I could say about His Holiness. He is the foremost Buddhist in the world today, and his lineage is very long, and in fact, the title Dalai Lama means ocean of wisdom. But what I think I'd really like to tell you by way of introduction is that the privilege comes from being able to introduce you to a friend of yours. I had the opportunity to meet His Holiness about 3 years ago in his present home in Dharamsala, in India. And it was absolutely an opportunity to meet a friend. And it's out of that experience that this is a man who is a friend of all humankind. It's out of that experience that he is our friend, that it is a real pleasure to introduce to you His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
When I had and friends here.
Any Tuanabati Chambakesha Kotumati Pashakautu.
I'm very happy to have this opportunity to speak to here to you here tonight.
And to chess me.
I want to thank you to begin.
And Kwanada Nimanya. Now I am going to say something about my usual talk. Perhaps some of you may already heard my talk about love and kindness. I always talk about the kindness of love because through my own experience, the kindness of love is something very, very useful in our lifetime and also in our daily life. It's something very important, very helpful. Now, if we feel that other people's suffering and concern other people's welfare and suffering and try to help, at least sharing others' suffering, it gives you a deep satisfaction. And with that, you feel more, you feel real inner peace. And through that practice, the external disturbance cannot move your inner peace. So for that reason, because of that reason, the practice of love and kindness is something real, ultimate source of inner happiness. At the same time, if you practice these things and try to implement in your daily life, not just a form of prayer or something like that, but these are the thoughts compassion, love thought transformed into action. That means through your verbal and physical actions with these motivation, then it automatically creates some nice, friendly atmosphere around you. So you see, it can help the others, the others can feel or can use that atmosphere from your side, showing kindness to others. The response from their side also, they are showing kindness. As a result, see, something like exchange, I exchange kindness. Result, real harmony, real friendship. With that, we can solve many misunderstandings, we can solve many problems, and also we can make real common effort to solve the common problem. So you see, this and the attitude which is based on love, kindness, is something very possible. Both is your individual inner peace as well as your friends' happiness. So now, if we think more, let's say, more wider view, right? That's just that. Wider point of view. Now today, we human beings, in a certain way, we developed, or we achieved something really marvelous research or achievement through science, technology, and so on. At the same time, this century, if we compare the whole man's history, then this century, not very long, but within this century, we made all these and great wars, and also untitled wars like that. See? In any case, millions of people killed, suffered. Once something like war was broken, not only those people who actually participated physically in the battleground, but their relatives, including their parents, including their children, their wife, who equally suffer, if not physically, but mentally. They every minute, you see, thousands of parents or people who are not physically on the spot, in their own home, but you see, suffering equally, suffer very much. So now you see, this war, with material progress or scientific progress, through certain our human knowledge, we built powerful weapon. So once these tragedies happen, millions of people are involved. So what is like that? What is the real cause? Hatred, anger, hunger for power, right? Hunger for power. Based on ignorance. In another word, I think sometimes involve the self-assertion. In certain way, I think more self-overpowered. But in certain way, in some cases, I think that in deep down, fear, not sufficient courage to face problem, through reason, through logic, through truth, rather through, you see, different methods, violence. So, in any case now, you see, unfortunately, you see, the short period of this century, we suffer. I think many people suffer future, because of the past our experience, every nation, every people, very much talking about how to avoid war, world war, how to control these terrible weapons, and how to make these different ideal, different nation, that's all. Nation ideal is what we need.
Nation separate ideal.
And system. So how to make more, what do you call that? I guess it's because coexistence. Sometimes difficult to pronounce the certain words. In any case, I will try. So you see, now these things, the people, because of our past experience, this tragedy, where everybody, every nation trying to gain a real harmony, a real friendship on this world. But now you see, as a religious person, or as a person who practice certain inner development, in my mind, the first must change in our own heart. Without genuine mental attitude, the external progress, in other words, without proper mental attitude, it is very difficult to achieve real peace. With hatred, with a fully, stored, charged hatred here, how can achieve real peace? With tremendous with suspicion, with distrust, very difficult to create real harmony. With clever, whatever, cunning, real justice is very difficult. So first, we must change inside. If our motivation is influenced these bad thoughts, then the nice verbal, gentle, physical action, because of the basic motivation is something correct, something not correct. So these are verbal, the physical action become some go on. In fact. So you see, the physical action and the verbal are not superior. Beautiful words can say with hatred. Beautiful and physical action can show by hatred. Now, in that case, this is the moha, dosha.
This is wrong.
Moha, sorry. Jambu to phasha, goha anasha dosha.
Let alone being present. But to mislead is definitely wrong.
So you see, things depend on motivation. Now, for example, parents really concern their children with real, genuine, sympathetic or compassion motivation. Sometimes the parent showing some rough action, all right, rude word toward their children. But that because of their motivation is something very nice, very much concern, very much sympathy to their children. They are do some rude words, some rough physical action can justify because of that motivation. So here, motivation is the most important. So that now you see mental attitude, mental development is something I think it seems we are right today. In education, in various school, college, university, the many facility of through these centers, people get good education. In other words, better equipped about our brain. But brain alone, not full answer. still there is danger. If you use the good education or good knowledge in wrong way, then sometimes that education brings more disaster rather than benefit. So you see, just education or just knowledge, mere knowledge, just knowledge, not sufficient. So we must balance by good heart. So, we from this viewpoint, if we not use human brain, then we are not much different than animals. So, since we are human beings, we must use our brain. Since we have this nice brain or sophisticated brain, it is worthwhile to use it. At the same time, we are human beings. We can develop unlimited compassion and love. Therefore, we must develop the other qualities also. As a result, combine the human, what do you call it, ability and knowledge with the good heart, motivation, good motivation, and combine. Then all the knowledge will go to the service of humankind. So in this, in that respect, now you see inner development, usually I call inner development, or it's spiritual development. It's something very, very essential. So, here the all different religions. All different religions contributed very much in this respect. And more or less, all religions, the same voice, kindness, love, sense of brotherhood, sisterhood, all religion, same message. Now, when we talk about these and value, good point, value about these good thought, then I think every people nodding right, what should I say? They showing this attitude. But when they return their home, the second thought, oh, good idea, but difficult to practice. They need practice. Then you see, that is it.
Misleading oneself and discouraging oneself.
You see, I always feel, even animals, their brain is very, their wisdom brain is very limited. But despite that, through training, through patience, these animals, in the circus realm, if you look in the circus realm, these are big elephants or some tiger or these are lions, they also become very gentle. They are very subtle. They can train. So human mind, you see, without effortless, regular effort, you see, regular effort, with patience, gradually, we can train our mind. See, I can speak something this respect through my own experience. I have not much experience, but there's some small experience. So I can say through my own experience, we can change our mind, our attitude. So in order to develop, in order to train, first we must have a self-confidence. Courage, determination. I'm a human being. No. I'm a human being. I have these is potential. Why not I should use these is potential things? Human beings can do anything if there is real will or genuine determination. Even these things which at the beginning appear as something impossible, but if we have determination and effort, we can change. These impossible things can be possible. If we lose the determination and will, we ourselves discourage. Oh, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. That's what we say, attitude. Then, even things which can reach by your own hand, sometimes can become an impossible thing. So you see, much depends on our human willpower. in our lifetime, in one's life, even in daily life, sometimes we face contradiction. We cannot help it. That contradictions are gambling at it. Contradictions. In that case, just the only compassion or love cannot make these and cannot overcome the contradiction or problem, that kind of problem. So here we need something like, you see, the companion, right? Companion of compassion is wisdom. Wisdom can only, only wisdom, with wisdom can overcome this contradiction and this problem which we cannot judge at once, right? At once. So here the again you see some sort of combination, the wisdom side and moral ethical side by side. That's real human value or human quality. So this is my I think my first part of talk. I think now it seems now we are going through some discussion or question and answer. So something may come. So I think
I told His Holiness that one of the qualities which had gotten me along in life was that I was an eager student, and that it was really a privilege to be able to be his student and listen first to his lecture and then have the opportunity to ask some questions about the lecture and about things that perhaps weren't brought up in the lecture but which we'd like to know about. I don't mean to try to represent you with my questions. I don't think I can do that, but I can be myself. And in being myself, I may at least get to represent you in part. So I'm going to ask the questions of His Holiness that are real for me. I didn't stay up last night thinking up clever questions, so I won't have any clever questions. But I'll have the kind of questions which are very real for me, which are on my mind and on my heart. And I think the place that it starts for me is with so much suffering in the world and so many disadvantaged people, so much poverty and hunger. I want to ask you about the relationship between internal development, personal enlightenment, and social well-being. Can you speak about that for a little bit?
Now, the very purpose of practice compassion is self-empowerment. So, the self in the field of siddhikara, child, I think you see, I will try through my own broken English. Sometimes very difficult to express. As I mentioned, you see, the very purpose of the practice of compassion is certain part. To try to get the happiness of all. Now here, in happiness, I think there are two categories, different kinds of happiness. Now one kind of happiness is certainly involved with wealth and these things are involved. Sanpo Vikasuwa, Chitta Toma Mana, Ritani is Seya Svara. So here, usually I speak with people that this present moment in economic field, there are many difficulties which actually I think due to what I call. This is a small difference. Not much concern to others suffering. In other words, not sufficient, real genuine cooperation. Now, you see, not only nation to nation, but continent to continent, they are very much depend on each other. Now, for example, here, you are using very much about oil and things which are produced in some other parts of the world. If they are not cooperate well, then here, all these nice cars cannot move. So you see, things are dependent on other. Now, under such circumstances, we must have a genuine cooperation on the basis of sense of, I usually call, universal responsibility. You must forget the small differences, Eastern or Western or colored or rich or poor, educated or uneducated. Whether African or European or Asian or these things are superficial. Second category of differences. Right. Second category.
Yes.
The main thing is all are same human being. Same being with this flesh. Mind. And also internally, everybody wants happiness, everybody don't want suffering. The same. It's equal rank. Mm-hmm. So other you see, therefore, first we must develop clear recognition. All human beings all have same right to be happy. So we know each individual must use develop that sense of that kind of attitude, sense of universal responsibility. And serve any, not one nation, two nations, but this part, that part, but thinking whole nations. This is, I think, we need. And through that attitude, if we genuine formal effort, I think we can minimize many problems.
I'm clear about the attitude that you spoke of and the cooperative effort that can come from that, the benefits that would come from that cooperative effort. But a lot of people have trouble with making the small differences the secondary ones. How can you deal with yourself personally in a way that lets you see what's common between human beings rather than the small differences? What can you do to develop, how can you develop this attitude that you spoke about? What can you do to develop that attitude?
Look other according to your own experience.
You should use your own experience as an example in order to understand what others' experience must be.
Then you see judge or think which is more important. Here you see, if you imagine, visualize, sometimes I myself used to visualize, sometimes one side of here, you imagine, your own self as a selfish, stupid being here. Other side, not, it cannot think all sentient beings, but just that. One group of human brothers and sisters here. Now, at that moment, you yourself imagine as a something third person, unjust, really neutral, not allied. Now think, this person reciting here, this human being, this, these are human beings. Both sides, both want happiness, both sides. And both have the right to be, to gain happiness, and have the right to get rid of suffering.
In what you say, and I have heard people use the word and mean different things. Can you define compassion for us a little bit more specifically? Tell us more of what you mean by compassion.
Ignorance refers to a mind that strongly adheres to the appearance of objects as if they exist so solidly in and of themselves.
Renmin is a king, about our enemy, and about our friend. For an ordinary person, when these two things appear, something permanent, something solid, with that feeling or with that appearance, we accept this is something solid, this is something permanent. Because of that misconception, we develop a hatred to our enemy, a strong attachment to our enemy. So you see, the compassion which is based on decent attachment, this sort of thing, that is very limited. Cannot, as I mentioned earlier. So you see, the compassion which is based on reason and clear understanding, clear realization, that can go toward enemies and all people, and also that compassion can develop intimacy.